God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You are a creature. Maybe you did not know that, but I mean simply that you are a creation. There's a creator, that's God. There's a creation, that's everything you see. And you are an individual part of that creation, which makes you a creature. The Bible says of the Lord Jesus, "For by him were all things created." And he goes on to talk about things above your head and under your feet, things you can see and can't see, the greatest of powers. All things were created by him and for him. That means that God made you, and God made you for a reason. It's wonderful to be a creation. It's wonderful to know that I am God's idea. I am by his will. I am by his design. I live by his power. I am his creation. Later in verse 18, the Bible says about the Lord, he is the head of the body, the church. He's to have first place because he is the first. He was here before there was a here. He made this universe, and he made you. And so that leaves us with a very important obligation, and that is, take the time to cultivate the gifts that God has given you. Paul says, I am, in verse 1, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. It wasn't like I aspired to be an apostle. I'm not an apostle of myself. I am of Jesus Christ and by the will of God. In verse 25, he says, I'm made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. I am made. I didn't make myself. I'm not self-made. I am made. I'm made, and I'm made a minister. God made me, and he made me for a reason. According to a stewardship. That's what the word dispensation means. A stewardship of God, that's the source, which is given to me, I'm the recipient, for you to fulfill the word of God. That's the purpose. I'm to do what God made me to do. So here's what I want you to remember this morning, and that is, the things most worth cultivating are the gifts God has given. Now, some people think they can sing, and they really can't, and it doesn't matter how many voice lessons they take. They can't sing. That's not their gifting. Other people don't think they can sing, but it's just because they've never worked at it. They've never cultivated it. Now, look, if you don't know whether you can sing or not, don't fret about it. Don't be self-absorbed. Just be willing. Serve. You don't have to be a professional to sing in the church choir. Just serve. Just be willing. Just have an obedient attitude and a willing heart, and realize that whether you know it now or not, God gifted you in certain ways for a certain purpose. And as you serve and as you're willing, you will find that you are cultivating more and more the things that do the most good to the most people and are the most glorifying to God. Try everything, perhaps, at least initially. Try the things that interest you. God does give us desires at times and for a reason. But just be willing. Don't be so much ambitious as willing. And if there's a desire and God has put it in your heart, then you'll know that it is of God as you develop it and you realize this is a gift. It is a gift by God, but it is a gift and a stewardship to me that needs to be cultivated. The things most worth cultivating in your life are the gifts God has given. And the purpose is to help others and to glorify God.